As we turn into the final days of the campaign, you will hear the PAP turn up the fear rhetoric. Lawrence Wong is doing it, but he's not so good at it. Lee Hsien Loong steps in. He is an old hand at it. But what Lawrence Wong and Lee Hsien Loong do not realize is that the PAP style fear-mongering in Singapore politics is no longer effective. We are living in different times. Lee Hsien Loong fear-mongered just 2 days ago, quote, "If we lose our ministers, Singapore is in trouble." Do you want to replace ministers with someone cheaper? Close quotation marks. Such logic is unbelievable. But I can understand. It comes from the PAP's desperation. After all, losing ministers will be a problem for the PAP, but not for us Singaporeans. Remember, this is the same Lee Hsien Loong who said nearly 20 years ago, if more opposition MPs were elected, he would have to spend his time thinking about how to fix them. The truth is, Singapore has changed, and Singaporeans have changed. The PAP has also changed, but for the worse. It is a party that is on a downward decline.
The PAP government had continually run this nation for the last 60 years. Out of the 195 countries in the world, they are the few dinosaurs still roaming the earth, albeit in that tiny space called Singapore. When the PAP is in power for so long, without meaningful checks and balances in Parliament, it believes it is the best deal in town, paying themselves millions from public coffers is something they believe is their birthright. No other ideas can be a good idea unless it is birthed in-house. Ideas and truths can only come out from the bellies of the PAP. The complacency of the PAP that it can force-feed its policies down your throat makes them demand that everyone should be grateful to them. We need to stop this before our country sinks further into irrelevance. We need a stronger hand to check this monstrosity. The PAP says, "Trust us, we know best." They packed this island till the MRTs break down. They flood the workforce with imports while telling you to upgrade. They locked up your CPF and call it for your own good. Where's the heart? Where's the respect? Where's the justice?
Are there any one of those MPs and ministers you saw yesterday who voted against the GST rise? The late LKY said that the time will come when the people will decide, let's give the other side a chance. Is this the time? You answered that on the 3rd of May. Our Singapore story is one of hope and belief in having a new deal, a better deal for everyone, one that includes the majority of you here, but also the blue-collar worker, the Grab driver, the delivery driver, the road sweeper, the cleaner, the contract worker earning hourly wage, treating every one of us not as mere economic digits. The SDP offers politics of hope over fears that wants to review the policies of the day made by the PAP that has led to this high cost of living crisis of their making. That the monopoly over fresh ideas and solutions for our nation is not just with the PAP. There are many of us in the SDP who choose to stand because we feel strongly compelled to do so, as the option to just sit and keep quiet has long passed. We had to make numerous calculations as the decision to come forward and join the SDP, or for that matter, any opposition party, may come with a heavy price and many risks to our lives. But here we are, standing before you, the people, to offer to represent you in Parliament, to be your real voice, to air your concerns, your grievances, to speak your thoughts, to express your anxieties and fears coping with the high cost of living, the astronomical rise in the HDB prices, the fears of losing your jobs unfairly, the worries of our elderly parents and ourselves who are not so young about our future when we fall sick, and the cost impact for our health and our pocket. In this election, my friend, they will ask for a strong mandate for the new PM, Lawrence Wong. This election gives you the opportunity to pass a strong message to the PAP. Are you better off after 5 years of having this current government, which Lawrence Wong was a part of? He may be the new Prime Minister, but behind that smiley face is the same old PAP.
We don't pay them exorbitant salaries to not be corrupt. We elect our leaders based on their moral rectitude. Anything less, and we are better off without them. In truth, ladies and gentlemen, the PAP is not the competent organization that it claims to be. When the party started off, yes, you could say that our first generation of ministers, they were capable and competent. But the quality of its present ministers, the younger set of leaders, leaves very much to be desired. For one thing, it has adopted many of the SDP's ideas, like abolishing streaming, introducing universal health care, implementing retrenchment insurance, making sure that our businesses employ Singaporeans first, and nationalizing our kindergartens, and so on. The converse is actually true. The quality of Singapore's government will improve with more opposition, with constructive trust, I beg your pardon, with constructive and compassionate parties like the SDP in Parliament. My friends, I take pains to provide you with facts and concrete evidence so that you are equipped with information and not be swayed by the PAP's propaganda. Blind support for the PAP, blind faith, lulls society into thinking that things are fine when they are clearly not. And worse, that there is no alternative to the PAP. As far as our economy is concerned, we're still stuck with low productivity, low wage, high-cost model. In truth, the malaise that has been going on since Mr. Goh Chok Tong's prime ministership, with matters degenerating further under Lee Hsien Loong, and now to Lawrence Wong, a span of more than 3 decades. In that time, the problems have not been resolved, but they have gotten worse with each prime minister. Now, here's the question that you must ask yourself. Do you think that Goh Chok Tong couldn't do what Lee Hsien Loong did? Lee Hsien Loong couldn't do it either, but somehow now with Lawrence Wong, that he can miraculously change Singapore's course. During his prime ministership, I repeatedly urged Mr. Lee Hsien Loong to be a good leader who takes Singapore to a new and high level. In my book, Never on Bended Knees, I wrote, "Lest I be accused of being promiscuous in my criticism of the Prime Minister, I have repeatedly urged Mr. Lee to be the transformative leader that our nation needs. He can choose to open up the system in Singapore and seal his legacy as an enlightened statesman, or he can continue running the country through intimidation and fear." Alas, he chose the latter. I take this opportunity to urge the new Prime Minister, Lawrence Wong, to do the same. Gone are the years when authoritarian control can be justified. Society has progressed, times have changed, and the people want openness and transparency. They want to be reasoned with, not talked down to. They want and demand a more democratic system, one where the government censors less and listens more.
We're not demanding to live in luxury. No. We're not asking for a Ferrari, a Hermes handbag, an $80 plate of pasta, or a good class bungalow. But here's the worst part. This struggle is not our fault. It is a result of bad PAP policies. Policies that take more from us and give less in return. And that's why SDP has a plan to change this. We don't believe in empty promises and short-term vouchers which only treat symptoms. The SDP believes in real long-term solutions which address the root of the problems. The SDP MP will demand for the removal of GST on essential goods. My friends, why are we taxing necessities? Rice, bread, milk, and medicine. These are not luxuries. These are life. The SDP MP will fight to slash the GST from 9% to 7% or even 5% on essentials, because no grandmother should choose between her medicine and her next meal. The SVMP will make healthcare truly affordable. Right now, medical bills are like lottery numbers, random, shocking, and often life-changing in the worst possible way. The SVMP will push for a universal healthcare system where the government covers more of the costs, so you don't have to choose between medicine and meals. Because seeing a doctor should be a luxury. It should not be a luxury. It should be a fundamental right as a human being.